I find it's very powerful to get in a routine and stay structured. So what could that new structure look like if there is time where you either have to stay home or social things have fallen off the calendar, or you are now working from home, whatever that looks like? Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I just want to take a moment to let you guys know that I'm sending everybody so much love. I'm so grateful you guys are tuning in. And I hope that I can be a tiny little glimmer of a sunshine beam during the current climate in the world. And I pray to be a vessel and reminder for all of you that we are all in this together, and what we focus on is truly going to create our life and our experience throughout all of this. So although we are in turbulent times, there are definitely things that we can focus on to just find some inner peace, because truly this is about managing our mindset, our thoughts. And I know that those things go into managing our energy, and our energy is a huge part of our immune system and how we are feeling. So I do think it is of the utmost importance that we manage our energy. Maybe you've been hearing people say vibration. Maybe energy resonates more with you. Maybe your health resonates more with you. Whatever that is, we are all talking about the exact same thing. And something that I'm going to be doing during this time, which I'm already starting, is because I have so many things that have fallen off of my calendar, I am going to be looking at what I want to be focusing on and creating in my life, whether that's over the next month or the next year. I know that throughout history, one thing that I know for sure is that these things do not last forever, and there will always be a time when it is done. And I always want to be preparing and thinking of that time and managing all the way through. So being very clear on what the precautions are and what we should be doing and how we can help, and also focusing on what will it look like once this is done? What could you be focusing on? What would be a really smart thing for you right now to be taking care of? And for me, I have a few things that I'm actually focusing on. I'm going to be organizing my home. And while that might seem small, it has been something that I have been wanting to do forever and have not had the time for. So I'm going to be using all of this time, instead of thinking or watching the news or moping around my house or whatever that is, I am going to be connecting with the people that I want to connect with. I'm going to be organizing my home. And I am going to be rewriting different copy for different programs that we have that I've been wanting to do. I'm also going to be planning out different content. And I have not been able to go through the book Traction and create all of my core values, the vision for my new company, and truly write that all out. I am so incredibly excited to have time for all of these things that I'm going to be doing. And that's just what I'm going to focus on and how I can help people navigate emotionally through this. Are there books that you want to read? Were there people that you wanted to connect with via Zoom? Or how can you connect with them in a way? Was that a phone call? You know, did you want to connect with people through some Zoom coaching? Do you want to put out a program that's free for people so that you can just put good out into the world? What are some of the things that you're going to do? And this is going to be the most important part. especially for those of you who are now working from home or who have to create a schedule. You guys, don't just flounder when you wake up. Definitely use this time to focus on things that are going to make you feel good, that are going to make you feel peace. Maybe you structure your day. Maybe you wake up and you have some prayer time. Maybe you wake up and you have, you know, maybe that is some time that you want to spend putting out meditations and love into the world. Maybe that's text messages that you want to send. Then maybe you're going to do your workout program that you found this great at-home workout program. Maybe you're going to schedule in different calls with people. Maybe you're going to schedule in different business time. I find it's very powerful to get in a routine and stay structured. So what could that new structure look like if there is time where you either have to stay home or social things have fallen off the calendar or you are now working from home, whatever that looks like. So if nothing has changed, this is it's so funny because this is coming out, you know, this always comes out afterward. The world could be a completely different place. And no matter what that world is when this podcast is coming out, I pray that no matter what's going on, that we can focus on something that is going to bring us more peace. For me, that's always prayer and that's always connection. And that's always kind of seeing how I can focus on the future of what is possible. And I think that's going to all help us manage our energy, manage our immune system, manage our vibration, and stay really connected. The world has been through much bigger things than this. And I know that we will all navigate this if we can stay in the place of solutions, in the place of health, in the place of a knowing that we are all connected and knowing that we are connected to something so much bigger than us. It's very easy to slip into the fear. And that's so normal. But I just want you to know that you can lean into something else. You can say prayers and you can see how you can help others. And that's a beautiful way to get outside of feeling overwhelmed and completely consumed by sadness or grief or whatever you have been currently feeling. And wherever you are and whatever you're doing, I just want to be that person who says, I love you. I just love you. And no matter what, humanity is beautiful. And we can navigate really challenging things together if we focus and put our heads together. So you guys, as always, I'm sending you so much love. And until next time, earn your happy. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.